We have 7 big candidates this week. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest at the end of the segment. All right, candidate number 1, an old friend of the show in town tonight at the Winspear Opera House, the great Dick Van Dyke.
Ah, yes.
What's he doing?
Barbershop Quartet. The Vantastics.
Yes. The Vantastics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the old oak tree.
He is 86.
Boy, he is a friend of the show.
One of the
Remember
greats.
Remember the awkward moment when I said, your name, Dick Van Dyke, is, what did I say? It's doubly suggestive or
something like that.
Something harsher than that, and that's when he did a whoa.
Yeah. His name came up in the car conversation this weekend when we were driving. One of my kids says, there's a guy named Dick Van Dyke.
How did his name come up?
There's a guy named Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
Just jump over it. Just don't worry about it. Just jump over it and keep running.
Dick Van Dyke.
He's a newlywed, right?
Yeah. He married a 39-year-old.
40, I think she is.
40?
Yeah. Winning.
And he's 86.
He was a good sport to put up with Gordo.
Yeah.
He loved me.
I don't know if he loved you.
Yeah,
he put up
with
you.
He's like become obsessed with me. He like follows me on Twitter all the time.
He does not mess around with Twitter.
No way.
But supporting tonight, singing with his barbershop quartet. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
All right, let's try to do a barbershop three tat.
There it is.
Right now.
There's the low.
What song you want to sing, Junior? You got to harmonize with us.
Star Wars theme.
Okay.
Star Wars.
All right, that's candidate number 1. Candidate
really,
number 2.
George.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion.
Hey, guys.
Hey, JEXA.
It's the Happy Fun Time Fest. Featuring the Flaming Lips.
We've played with them, kind of. We were in the next room and we were not allowed to say we were opening for them.
That was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl get down. Flaming Lips and Beyond Trees.
I'm going to be there.
I did see their sound check. They're interesting.
And lots of crazy stuff they do on stage.
Yeah, a lot of bits. Man, they got some crazy bits. They got kind of bear suit. They just got a bunch of crazy things going on.
See, I don't know much about their music, but from what I've watched online, their live show is very intriguing.
Live show
is
very entertaining, yes.
Neon Indian.
That's right? Who it was.
Not Neon Trees.
Yeah.
Neon Indian.
It was Neon Indian.
The guy in the bear suit's got a tough gig this Friday. Going to be about 118 in that thing.
So that's all he does? Just stand out there in a bear suit?
No, he dances around and there'll be someone on his shoulders. And yeah, it's crazy.
Now who's, it was Laser that had the guy that stood there with the fake parrot in a cage, right?
Yeah, and a guy with
a TV on his head. That was at Summer Bash.
And a lot of people they bring on stage, from what I understand, is people they get out of the audience. It's not necessarily members of the band, but people dress crazy and they'll be pulled up on stage and they'll be dancing around in whatever they're wearing. It's interesting. Let's all go.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay.
Maybe we can get our barbershop trio tet to open up.
Maybe. You couldn't say you opened for them, though.
Oh.
Sounds like a real sticking point to you.
I didn't care. We didn't open for them. We're in another room. It didn't matter. It was
well, you're
funny.
Pissed.
I'm not pissed.
Well, you're walking
you.
Out. You're really pissed.
Well, shut up.
Our candidate number 3. Also Friday night, this at the American Airlines Center, Nickelback.
Rich?
Why you call me on this?
This is your band.
No, they're not my band.
Opening for them, Bush and Seether. It's a big show.
And My Darkest Days, I believe, was there too.
I'm worth 15 cents more than they are.
You know, these guys take so much flack, especially on this station, but man, they release an album and it's multi-platinum immediately.
Yeah.
And they're Well, I have a close to sellout crowd at American Airlines Center.
But nobody will admit to being there.
No.
So I'm very, very down the middle on Nickelback. I don't like them, but I don't despise them like a lot of people do. Why do people despise them?
You got me. I'm the same way as you. That I, you know, they got a couple of catchy tunes, but never made it as a
I don't know. I'm not really into them either, but I don't despise them and wish for their failure. I mean, who cares?
I mean, I saw them at some big bill one time at Jexa Energy, and you know we used to have those ice house passes and. Chad, the lead singer, was back there after their gig, after their show, and he seemed like a good dude and hung out with
bad
fans.
Song.
No.
Remember the uproar when they were going to play the World Super Bowl?
Or was it the All-Star Game pregame show last year?
Something.
When they played?
Some sporting event, yeah, it was like Nickelback. So why is it that, bands inspire this sort of self-grooming on your opinion making? You know, you gotta have strong opinions about bands when people don't do that about other artwork. Like, who really gets worked up that, God, I hate Surratt. Oh my God, I hate Surratt. I hate pointillism so much. No one goes that crazy over other forms of art.
I don't know.
Oh, the Avengers movie, I cannot stand. Oh God, you probably like it. People don't go that nuts over anything else. It's always music.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Music move us in a way that other art doesn't?
They played halftime of the Lions Thanksgiving Day game this past year is what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a petition going around online. They had a couple hundred thousand signatures, people, to prevent them from playing.
I know.
Just because they think they suck.
Yet they're touring and playing places like the AAC.
Right. Well, I support Nickelback. I hope they do well.
I support Seether in my darkest days.
They suck.
Seether?
They need to go away.
Yes, Seether.
That's a Sweater song, right?
What?
That's Weezer.
Oh.
Idiot. All right, candidate number four.
God, I'm so confused.
This is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Will Rogers Coliseum in Fort Worth. It's called Ameriquine Festival of the Horse. And the highlight acts are on Saturday night. Don Edwards and Emmylou Harris.
We'll be out there, and this is my first song.
I like Emmylou Harris. Isn't she the one that was gray at age 20?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
there was that. That
you never see like
pretty
that.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, you never see women just let the gray go.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good on her.
I've kind of gotten into the Silver Fox lately.
Who's that?
Just, well, that's not a person. I'm saying the attractive older woman with silver hair.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to have, like, young girl's hair, but it's just silver. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's kind of the end of my story.
All right.
That's a great one.
Tell it
again. Let's retell it tomorrow at 8:40. Also on the bill, Don Edwards. He was recently inducted into the Western Music Hall of Fame.
Is he on the phone?
Is Don on the phone?
I don't know.
He's not. Candidate number five.
Candidate
the show coming to town
five.
This week, Saturday and Sunday, doing two shows at the Windstar in Thackerville. Sting.
Yeah, you know, the thing about him is he can have, like, sex for 22 straight hours.
He later admitted he was making that up.
This is a real sore point.
I called BS on it. I called BS on it, and I was turning out his
wife. When your wife breathlessly informed you of that piece of trivia, that stuck with
me. I called BS on it, and I was right. He later admitted it was BS.
You really won on that
one. You only go 19 hours.
It's just that
This is a song Junior used to hate until he saw it in concert. This was certainly a top five most hated song. And then when we saw him at the show here in Dallas, it was great live. And his show was one of the three best shows I've ever seen live.
His voice sounds different here.
That's not him.
No.
That's him.
Oh.
The studio.
happens 20 times.
This is the sound of the long line of human souls marching into hell.
Man, he was great,
a good
person.
I've seen him a couple times. He's really good.
You think he's beaten by Roxanne yet?
No, because he's changed it up so many different ways.
That's the thing.
A real jazzy version of that. And I think he's...
When he did this in person, he had changed it up a lot, which he needed to.
Wow. Daniel just tweeted me that Baroque sucks. So there are people who do get really pissed about epics of art.
First time I've heard that opinion. All right. Candidate number six. This is Saturday night as well. At Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Travis Tritt.
Yeah, Tritt.
Or Clavis.
No.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
Nope.
Is it seven number one hits? Play any more. Do you have any more?
This is a good one.
Not right away, no.
What's wrong with this
song? Look up that one. This is a guy
who
stuck with a mullet.
Boy, hadn't he.
It works for him.
When the world turned its back on the mullet, Travis Tritt was standing there with his arm around his mullet buddy. Mercer, look what just walked through that door. I can't hide the way I feel. You can find it.
B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing here. Yeah, say, hey, is it Billy Bob's?
Yep. Listen to the start of his personal life.
I got it here, Jim.
He married his high school sweetheart in 83.
Good. They're still together.
They moved into an apartment together. They were divorced 6 months later.
Oh, my God.
Then he starts paying alimony there. Then when he was 21, he married a woman 12 years his senior and was shortly divorced thereafter.
Just don't worry about that part.
Wheels off start.
This is a good song.
It's a great song. I love this song.
Let's get out of here.
What's this called?
Anymore?
I can't hide the way I feel. Oh, my world.
Don't ruin it. Don't do 8mm film skipping guy.
If you want to see Travis Tritt, I suggest you go this weekend because he is 49.
That's young. Worst singing duet ever. Travis Tritt and the 8mm film off track guy.
Nobody knows what that is anymore.
No, because they watch DVDs. My resistance
strong. And I'm tired of breaking. I don't love her anymore.
That's our 8mm film off track guy with me here tonight at Billy Bob's.
Everyone's like, what the hell is that?
8mm film off track guy.
Why would he even try to sing? Because Travis Tritt loves him. He loves doing duets with him.
He's become an author or something that requires so much vocal exposure.
And whenever asked to speak or sing, he just waved people off and shake his head no. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Such a weird
skill. That's his greatest voice.
Such a worthless tool to have in life. Will there ever be an emergency situation that I'll run up upon on the highway where I need to use that skill?
No.
He's been hit in the head. He can't understand regular speech. Can anyone do 8mm film off track, boys?
Yes, I have 8mm. Sir, everyone's along the way.
Who is this?
Yes, it's Troy that's hurt over there.
What? Who is this?
All right, finally.
Why don't you do 8mm film on track, guy?
Why don't you do 8mm? All right, does Troy know who that is? Does he know that character?
No way.
All right. I don't know. Let's call him. And
whoever runs into Troy Aikman, ask him if he's still good friends with 8mm off track guy.
Good friends.
Oh, God. Feels like we're doing the show for ourselves, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's the greatest character ever.
It is.
All right, finally, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the Verizon Theater.
It's 8mm off choke.
I would pay so much money to go see him in concert.
2 hours of him.
Yes, I'd love it.
No, it's actually Foster the People.
All the kids with the
we're not gonna take it.
What?
So this sounds like a nice, pleasant, fun, happy song, but it's really about
Columbine.
Columbine.
Indeed.
It's, that disturbs me.
Yeah. It's a catchy song.
Yeah.
Well, they're repurposing Columbine. For too long, Columbine's been seen as a tragedy.
Now oh, there he is. 8mm film of that guy. Actually, on this song.
That's it. It's about Columbine, George.
Hey, they're singing it, not me. Take it up with them.
You'd think they could have afforded a better mic.
Well, we know all about that.
Stop.
Sorry.
Vote. Big show coming to town this week is a candidate number one tonight at the Windspear, Dick Van Dyke.
Whoa.
Candidate two Friday at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, the Flaming Lips, as part of the Happy Fun Time show. Candidate three Friday at the American Airlines Center, Nickelback. Candidate four Saturday at Will Rogers Coliseum, Don Edwards and Emmylou Harris. The Ameriquine Festival of the Horse. Oh. Candidate 5, Saturday and Sunday at the Windstar Sting. Candidate 6, Saturday at Billy Bob's Travis Tritt. Or Candidate 7, Monday at the Verizon Foster the People. George.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's 8mm film
Stop!
Of Craig Guy and Travis Tritt. No, I'm going to go for Nickelback.
All right, Gordo?
I will go for Travis Tritt just because he gave us 8mm track film off track guy.
All right, Rich.
Nickelback.
Chair.
My Darkest Day, Cedar and Bush.
Yes.
All right, that's the Nickelback show. Fernando?
Sting.
I'm going to go with Nickelback as well. So 4-1-1, Nickelback with Bush and Cedar and My Darkest Days Friday, AAC.
What's next in the corner?